Tesamad Aleph, Rashi, the bottom Rashi, the Kersal Meshupa. So the more it asks in the Tanakama of the Sefer, it said there's a difference between if the Sefer, after rolling off the roof, had reached within 10 Tvachim of the ground or not. So the point, it's now in Rishas HaRabim, but it's not really landing in Rishas HaRabim because it didn't land there. So they're not even in the Rabbanon to bring it back. So my answer is because of Meshupuk, the Kiman, maybe Holonok, but I feel the shoes like it's not even in the Rabbanon. Because of Meshupuk, the Kiman, the Berlitz, the Mato, Noch al Bitose, since the wall is sticking out. So it's considered part of Rishus HaRabim, and it's landed. So it's considered it landed in Rishus HaRabim. Okay. But the curses are not Meshupah. The Tanakhama differentiates between Lamata and Mishloisha. He gave Rosh Hashanah for the Shloisha, Samak Lakarka, Arasmech Tehi, Reo Kimunach. If it reaches three Tvachim, within three Tvachim of the ground, it's considered like it landed on the ground. Came along in Rehuda. Rehuda said, even if it's not Masilik Menor, it's a Mashahu, because you need Hanukkah Gami Mashahu. So it comes out that Allah that Rabba said, Al Hadamur Rabba, the Parak HaZarek, Peset the Shabbos, that you need Hanukkah Gami Mashahu, Lachar, that's Machlakis in Tanakama and Rehuda. That Robert says, Tech Shloisha the Rabbanon, the Pligia later Bekiva, Bekluta, Kemisha Huncha. Chama disagree with the Halach of Kluta, they don't say Kluta. And Damya, Va'amri, they say, the Hazarik, Meshosu Yoch, Meshosu Yoch, Yoderch, Meshosu Rabbin, the Matame Asura, Lormin and Hoyal Beniklato, Beyud, Tachtoinim, Shem Meshosu Rabbin, Harehi Kemisha Huncha, Lachayavoy. So if a person throws one Rishus HaYachid through the Rishus HaRabim into a second Rishus HaYachid, so Rekiba says he's chayv two. He did the Malacha B'Hitzoa from Rishus HaYachid A into Rishus HaRabim. And Rishus HaRabim, he says it's kaluta, it's like as if it landed. And then there was a Malacha B'Hachnosa from Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaYachid. Chom say they're not chayv at all. So Rava, the Philozark Lamata Mishloisha, Lamechayev, even if it was flying lower than three tefachim off the ground, imachal higia loritz nisraf below a kalav. Elkenoch agabi mashu. So he's throwing it and it reached within three tefachim of the ground, and then before it actually landed, something prevented it from landing. His birds or an animal caught it. He's not chayev unless it landed on a mashu. Now the Kiddush of Mashu is the following, because normally we say that to land it has to be on a area which is 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, and that we say that since it's so close to the grounds, Mashu is sufficient. Afilu havi mokum arboa, havi hanocha. So. So it's not considered a mokum. You don't need a mokum rabba since it's so close to the ground. Lamala mishloisha, above three tefachim, if it land on an area which is a mashahu, in loch is potter because it's a mokum tour. Fila rekiva the mokum arba hu karmelisu. If it's 4 by 4, it's a karmelis. It's not 10 tefachim high. Viles be arba if it's not 4 by 4. So then, Mokum Tzurhu. But her name is Ketanoi Amr L'Shmaite. Rabbis Halach is this Mokhlak is Tanoim, Tin Rebbe Yehuda and the Tanakama. The Tanakama, Filo Kiloi Noch Nami Gozer Lamata Migimel. He's Gozer Lamata Migimel. Yishum Dilma Zimnan, because there'll be cases that ain't Oigda Biyad, he's not holding on to it anymore. And in that scenario, it would be also to carry it back. Now, if that's not a deraisa, why would you make a gzeira to that case? So you see, he wants to reaches within three tvachim to the ground, according to the Tanna Kamma. It's considered that it landed. Even if it's not holding onto his hands, in such a scenario where it did not land on the ground, the rabbi wouldn't be chayiv. So why you would make exera? If he caught it and brought it back before it landed. So if that be the scenario, if that's the case that you're being making exera to, so that case doesn't have a deraisa according to the rabbi. So more says it's all Rabbi Yehuda talking, and nobody's arguing. So like the Mishnah. Ziz shalifnei chaloin, the first mission of the page. You have a ledge which is standing, sticking out in front of the window. You're allowed to put things on the ledge, outside the window, onto the ledge, or take things from the ledge on Shabbos. So Rashi Ziz shalifnei chaloin. It extends out from the wall, and it's above 10 tefachim high. And it's four by four.
Are we concerned at all about other people putting things on our ledge?
What do you mean?
We could block off our ledge if it was on.
You're asking a Shabbos issue. You're asking a financial.
No, just like a Shabbos thing. In other words, we would take it in. They would put it on there, and we would. This would Russell and I were talking about. No, but we're only concerned about what we could do on our ledge. But are we concerned with other people would put things there? We would take it and bring it in.
You want to know? Can you use it for a transfer point?
Or should we not allow it for a transfer point? Just cordon it off or block it off? We take on vast implications. We worry about other people. I realize that, but.
Okay. I'm not really. The two of you are allowed to make an arrangement that he puts it there and I take it in afterwards. That we
not
said that you can't do
an arrangement, but do we have to preclude it from happening?
Well, how would we, but if you're not, if it's not an arrangement, so what's going to happen? He's going to put it there. He'll come later and pick it up. That's his problem. But with me, there's no.
I guess it's like making it available. The ledge is making it available. He's putting it there, kind of like subconsciously or consciously that somebody would take it.
You want to know the case where if somebody would put it there and then he would take it again afterwards.
The next person who owns the house, the outside person would put it, and the inside person would bring it in.
But how would the inside person bring it in? It's not his. It's Kaneva.
For a transfer, it would be a transfer.
So transfers we discussed before. Transfers were not. You can't do transfers.
So we're not. He's not allowed to transfer. So we could make the ledge unavailable.
But if there's not going to be transfers, so what are you going to get unavailable? Why would somebody else want to put this thing on my ledge? I'm not going to make arrangements with him. I can't bring it in. You want to know if he wants to put something there when he's walking along, he wants to rest and put it there, and then he'll take it back to himself later on.
I was actually thinking more of the first, that he would bring it, the other person would bring it in.
Yeah, but I don't think we're worried about that because you're not allowed to do that. You can't make that. I said before, you can't make an exchange. You want to know in a case where my mechudi choshes, in the case I have a ledge, is that the mishus yochid, he's mishus rab, he might use it and then be nichshol. I don't know.
Hello, good
maybe.
Morning, Jonathan. Hello, good morning, Russell.
Noisir loves a grashi. Bnei Aliyah, the mishus yochid, so the people from the upper level can reach down and put things on the seas. So Morris says, let's look at more high z's to mapik the hecha. Where is the z's going out to? If it's extending out into Rosh Hashanah, so Lechish, why aren't we concerned that maybe it'll fall off and they'll go down and retrieve it? Well, if they retrieve it, they're retrieving it from Rosh Hashanah back to Rosh Hashanah. What was the case? It was extending out into Rosh Hashanah. So if it falls to Rosh Hashanah, then Pshita, what's the Chiddush? The case was, it was extending out to Rosh Hashanah. kelim and ishmorim. That was what you're allowed to put on this disease is only items that if they fall, they break. So you won't retrieve it because there's nothing to retrieve. Tanya na mihachi. And there's a brisa which supports this. I don't know why the two dots are there. See, shalifnei echaloin, ayotze v'shasarabim. See, here in the brisa, it says explicitly it is extending out to v'shasarabim. So you're allowed to put the whole list of items. All these items are breakable items. The shalom of ka'oris, the plates were made out of cheris, kaisis, glasses, or cups. Kitonias are small containers. Mitzlochias are larger containers. So all these things, they were made out of cheris. So if they fall, they break. So that's a bias point. A bias point. So you're allowed to use this ziz along the whole length of the wall, as long as it's at any height down to within the ten lower tefachim, because that already is a different story. If it's within the ten lower tefachim, it's considered part of the shasarab. So it's above 10. So you're allowed to use it. If there's a lower ziz, mishtamish boy, ella connected chaloyne. So we said you're allowed to be mishtamish with the ziz along the whole length of the wall. However, the upper one, you're only allowed to be mishtamish what's directly adjacent to the window, and not to the sides of the window. Samur says, what's that about? I see is hechidami. What's this case of the ziz? What size is it? Idoles be'arbo'o. If it doesn't have four, tvachim, simachim paturhu. So here's an interesting connection in the Gemara. Mara argues it's a makom patur as opposed to rishus hayachid, and therefore what? So it should be allowed to use. No. What?
We had that case where the makom patur straddled the rishus hayachid and rishus rabim. Right? You said that was okay.
Right. But over here it's above 10, so it's not literally even in rishus rabim. It's just right above. The whole problem with the rishus rabim before was we're afraid it'll fall off. And I'll go down to Rishus Rabbim and retrieve it. But right now it's above 10 Tvachim, so it's not really in Rishus Rabbim at all. It's in Rishus Yachid and Aziz interacting. There's no Rishus Rabbim really at that point in time. So what's the worst kasha? Worst kasha is like this. The filo keneged chaloin, or nami lo yishtamish. You can't even use it keneged chaloin. So Rashi says, what's wrong with being mishtamish from Rishus Yachid to Makom Patur? So Rashi says that Chazal did not want you to do this on a regular basis. Because since it's so small, it might then ready the chashash of falling off is a chashash. So the Mor's kasha isn't so much makom patur, you know, the halachic issue of makom patur. The Mor's point is it's small, so it's not a good place. If you're going to use it on a regular basis, eventually you're going to have things falling off. Which, of course, that means you're going to go and retrieve them. So Rashi says, "I will talk about things which are mishpordim." So Rashi will talk about that. And if the ziz does have four, so why is it that dafka connected the chaloyin? Any area of the, I can reach out and put it on the ziz wherever I want. So Rabbaya, the case is the tachton and the isbe arba. The case of the lower Z's, I guess I would assume that this was just the way they used to do it. That's why we refer to the Tachton and the Elyon. The Brice refers to it like that. That was a common way that they would build it. The lower one has Arbo, and that's why it says you can use it anywhere along the length of the wall. However, the Elyon, less by Arbo, the upper one did not have area 4. The chaloyin mashlimer ledalit. But with the windowsill, the window in the wall of the house, of the aliyah, together, the two areas would add up to an area of 4x4. So it stuck out, let's say, it was the width of the window, which is 4, 6, 8, 10 tefachim wide. Let's say 6 tefachim wide, it sticks out 2, but the windowsill is 2 tefachim. So in that area, it's considered an area of 4. So again, because the problem here isn't Allah issue of makam tur, not makam tur. The issue is this a platform which is 4x4, which people would then put things on, they're not going to fall so easily. So for that purpose, the windowsill and the Aziz would be considered one, and it's considered an area of 4x4. And you could therefore connect a chaloin, mishtamish, the chari chaloin hu. The hagisa on the sides, which are only 2 tefachim wide, so also, that's us. Tzak Rashi, the mapik lehechot. Lehechot, where is this Aziz sticking out to? The mapik l'rishus yachid, it's extending out to rishus yachid. The chotcher, so what's the chiddush? So Rabbi says the chiddush of the case was rishus rabbi. And so why is it mutter? Maybe it'll fall off. The answer is kelim and ishborim. Klicheres is schuchis. They're made out of earthenware or glass. Yip naflu, if they would fall, yishbur, they'll break. Dekel amemur, dekel amigzer, lemechash. Dilma ozol umaisilu. We're not worried about the maybe if it falls, he'll go and retrieve it. Karmas, Makosis, Mikitonios, Kulam, Kelam, and Ishmorim, Haim, Distamayo, the Cheris. Normally these things were made out of Cheris, so that's a bias point. Mishamas, we call a Kaisel. The disease is mutal the Arkai, Eitzel a Kaisel. The disease is along the length of the wall. Up in a Kulai, in front, along the whole length of the wall. Mishamas, we call a disease. You can use any area of the disease that you want. Adasar Tachtonim. It's right in front of the window. It's you're reaching out and putting it further down the Z's. But as long as the Z's is not within the height of the lower 10 tefachim, because then it's considered it's in Rishus Rab. Doesn't say why exactly. In other words, what would the problem be if it's within the lower 10 tefachim? It's 4x4, and it's sticking out in the Rishus Rabim. It's not part of. So we had Maseches the Shabbos, Machlokes in Abaye and Rava, whether Chorei Rishus Rabim have a din of Rishus Rabim or not. We had the din of the person has. They used to put things in the cracks of their walls. It's part of life. They used to use them. So Chorei Rishus Yachid are considered Rishus Yachid. The holes of the Shusha Yachid are considered part of the Shusha Yachid. What about Chorei Rishus Rabim? The opposite, something which is in the wall, and somebody Rishus Rabim can stick it in. So if I says Chorei Rishus Rabim, Rishus Rabim, don't me. So Pasha Abaye would say, if you have this platform, which is sticking out, this ledge is sticking out, which is 4x4, it's not 10 tefachim high, it's not part of, it doesn't stand up by itself, it's just a ledge. So it's Chorei Rishus Rabim, it's part of Rishus Rabim, but it's a Mokam Hanacha. That's a real problem. So your person reaches out from his Rishus Yachid and puts it on there, he's doing what he saw. Rabbi argues and says, Chorei Rishus Rabim, not considered like Rishus Rabim. So the Shalak Rabbi, what exactly is, what status would you put on this ledge that we're saying it's Osir? Not sure. Unless it's more of a, still a Gzera issue, that once it's within that height, people will definitely take it off. It's Rishus HaRabim. The Matam Edel HaMalam HaSarav, if it's if it's above 10 tefachim, if there's two of them, and even the lower one is above 10 tefachim, so Mishnamash Bebetachan, Apenei Kol HaKosel, Imunach La'orcha Yitzel HaKosel, you can use the lower one, and the upper one only by the window. Hai Ziz Elyon Hechidami, what was the case of the upper Ziz? And therefore the Morris said, if you look at Lishtamish, you can't use it opposite the window. It's a question. What do you mean? Nehida Mokim Paturhu. It's a Mokim Paturhu. What to the Katif for love? And a person will be allowed to, in Rishon Zerabim, put his item down there to adjust it, and not called putting. He's not called putting in Rishus Yachid. He'll come on Mokum Shein by Arba. What to the Bnei Rishus Yachid? The Bnei Rishus Rabbah, the Bnei Rishus Yachid, the Chatev Elov. Both Rishus Yachid, Rishus Rabbah, people could use it as long as they don't switch. Miu Tashmish Tadr Loi Mishri Bei, but to use it constantly, you cannot. The Lachazi the Tashmish. It's not really usable. It's so small. Shechi Kalim the maple Rishus Rabbah, the Kalim will fall on a regular basis to Rishus Rabbah. Baba Gav the Kmina and the Kalim and Nishborim. But so what? We're talking Kalim and Nishborim. Which there's no concern. No, honey miller bit is made dalad the shechel maple kuli high. So, A, they don't fall normally because the area is large enough that they won't fall, and B, even if they fall, they're going to break. Avahacha the ruba nafli, but over here in most cases they will fall. Maxi command the shodi the head of the rishon sarab. We look at it as if the person's basically using this as a way to put things into Rishon Sarab. Either break, that's, you know, I mean, like obviously, person not doing it intentionally, but that's what it looks like. Person, right? I mean, I'm not sure, you know, one of the Pharim even asked, like, you know, says, so what are we talking about, you know, foolish people? I mean, what's, but Rashi is saying this, the chashash is that this happens on a regular basis. So I guess these things weren't so valuable to him, but, you know, you put your cup out on one day and it falls down to Zerab. You put your cup out on Tuesday, it falls down to Zerab. It wasn't falls down to Zerab. He says, well, it looks like you're throwing things to Zerab. I mean, it also looks like you're strange, you know, but why you keep throwing things to Zerab? But that's what it looks like, Rashi is saying. So the Morse says that the area was that between the window and the ledge, it looks like it's 4x4. Chermazov is a chaloin, it's an extension of the chaloin. Rechavatoi, who? Now, well, Hashem Chari did not get the use of the language of the Chari, it's the holes, you know. So, truly, that's not really really it's a misnomer over here. Mishum Zagavi Shabbos, Shayach, remember Chari, Rishon Sarab, Krishna Sarab, Chayach, Rishon Sayachid, Krishna Sayachid, Domi, Kayan Kaisal, Smuch, Rishon Sarab, Yesh Bacharin, Suchin, Rishon Sarab, Lamata Miyud, Abra Krishna Sarab. So, over there, that area, which is part of the wall, is considered an extension of the area next to it. So over here also, we refer to the Chare Chaloin, the disease is the Chare Chaloin, even though it's not really a correct application. So the Mishnah. I'm an Adam Rishus Yachid, Matalta Rishus Rabbah. There's an item in Rishus Rabbim. You want to stick your hand out of the window, pick it up in Rishus Rabbim, move it to somewhere else in Rishus Rabbim, and put it down. So you didn't bring it inside, you just moved it in Rishus Rabbim, but you're standing in Rishus Yachid. So there's an obvious chashash that you might pull it into yourself. Mishnah says, no, we're not worried about that. Or Rishus Rabbim, Matal Rishus Yachid, Luvashal Yotzi Chutz Larbaam, Mehar Bahamas. But obviously, in a case where you're moving something in Rishus Rabbim, you can't move it more than 4 amas. Okay, Nudin. Well, Yamad Adam Rishus Yachid, Biyashin Rishus Rabbah. A person cannot stand in Rishus Yachid and relieve himself, urinate, that the liquid should go out to Rishus Rabbah. Or Rishus Rabbah, Yashin Rishus Yachid, he cannot do that. That's considered that he's taking this liquid out from one Rishus to another Rishus. Nechen Lo Yorik, he can't spit from one Rishus to another Rishus. Rehuda Omer, not only cannot there's an issue of spitting from one rishus to another rishus, but af mishenitlas roika befiv, a person sort of gets a ball of saliva in his mouth, which he wants to spit out, so it's no longer just liquid around his mouth, but he's ready to spit it. He cannot carry it for amis and rishus rabbim. It's considered no longer part of the body, because he's ready to spit it out, so he can't carry it for amos. Zok Rashi, I'm another brishus hayachid
mebayis. You feel walking with no erev.
So you swallow.
Okay.
What?
Not comfortable.
What?
The whole idea is not comfortable.
Yeah. A person inside the house, or he's on a low roof, and his lead bends down, moves an item from one spot to another spot in the Rishus Rab. So he can't move the item from its four amas. From the original spot, he can't move it beyond that four amas. The mission is, and we're not concerned that maybe the person will bring it in. He can't relieve himself to the Rishus Rab. The Mapik, Rishus Yachid, Rishus Rab. Mishanitlis Roika Mefim. Mishanis Agal becomes like a circle, becomes like a ball. Person like he has some liquid in his mouth, he sort of gathers it together. But Nasim Lotzeitz, and he's been gathered it together to spit it out. Lo Yahalach Arba Amos Ad Shiyoruk. The Kibun the Lemishne Koi Masrihoi. Since it's already ready to be spat out, so it's considered that you're carrying something. Okay. So after Gemara, Masilo, Masile, Rav Chaynano, Bar Shalmiya, Lachia, Bar Rav, Kameda Rav. So when he quoted this Mishnah, he quoted the Mishnah of Lo Yamad Adam Rishus Yochel Matat Rishus Rav. You may not do this. Amalei Shavkis Rabbanon Vavadat Zakir Meir. That's Rav Meir Shita. Why are you saying the Mishnah goes like Rav Meir? Well, and the Rechom argue. We'll see. The Rashi quotes the Remeirs later on in the Gemara. Later on, later Mishnayos. So Rav said that's wrong. The correct yours is that you may. So the Gemara says, what shot in Rav Chinan of Rashamia? Who suffered me to say for Remeir? Rashanami Remeir. Since the Remeir later on the Mishnah says you can't, so we're also. It had to be a mayor, and therefore the correct answer was you may not. Belohi, safer a mayor, Rishon Rabbanan. However, that's not correct. That this is going, like the Chachamim will argue on a mayor and say that it's mut. It's all to hear with the Rashi tomorrow.